Welcome back. It is 7:39. We turn our attention now to a 31-year-old woman and her young sons that, they beat up a guy with a bicycle. And you may think, wow, this guy must have assaulted this woman or maybe threatened one of the kids. It was Monday. 22-year-old guy and his 18-year-old friend were playing guitars outside a youth center in Akron, Ohio, when an 11-year-old kid started an argument with one of them. The boy's mom, 31-year-old Deanna Hillier, pulled up in her car along with the 15-year-old son, and instead of being the adult, finding out what was going on and being responsible, she also started arguing with the two individuals playing guitar. She then watched as her 15-year-old picked up his brother's bicycle and swung it at the two men, hitting one of them in the head. And while the two boys kicked him to the ground, mom hit the 18-year-old across the face with a tire pressure gauge. Someone eventually ran in, broke up the fight, but not before the older of the two men suffered some serious injuries. It turns out what was going on that started all this? The 11-year-old had asked one of the guys for a cigarette, and they refused.
Mm.
Well, of course mom's going to beat him up. Come on. How's the kid going to learn to smoke cigarettes and drink beer if complete strangers act responsibly? On Monday, a 63-year-old man saw a guy buying a bunch of disposable cell phones at a cell phone store and confronted him about, that's right, being a drug dealer.
Well, as we know from TV detective shows, when you buy a bunch of disposable cell phones, you're up to no good.
Yes, you're either a drug dealer or a terrorist.
A terrorist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terrorist drug dealer. Well, it turns out that the guy confronting, claimed he was a cop. Well, you know I'm a police officer and I can take you in. Oh, however, the guy buying the phones was an undercover cop. He then turned around and arrested the 63-year-old for impersonating a police officer. Beautiful. You ever play the game Whack-A-Mole?
Whack-A-Mole, yeah. It's where the thing pops up through the hole. You hit it with a mallet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud that I've never played Whack-A-Mole.
Really?
It's a stupid carnival game.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, if you played it
You take out your aggression.
Sure. It's a great game. Well, the guy that invented Whack-A-Mole back in 1976, by the way, Whack-A-Mole was invented by Aaron Fechter. He invented Whack-A-Mole. I'm thinking maybe he should stick to inventing video, games, that kind of thing. Because yesterday he was working on creating an experimental cooking fuel when it blew up in Orlando, Florida. He got out. There were no injuries. Fire officials are investigating.
So he's like Ron Popeil. He's like an inventor in his garage.
Yeah, as the result, part of the warehouse collapsed. A wall was completely destroyed.
but I'm the whack-a-mole guy, really. These kind of things happen to me.
Come on, you got to expect some kind of downturn. Fire officials say he's cooperating with their investigation into what happened. For now, it does not look like there will be any criminal charges, but maybe he should stick to whacking things instead of trying to cook them. What do you think?
Hmm.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Well, yeah. All right, here we go. As we all know, the final episode of Breaking Bad airs Sunday night. You aware of this?
How can you not be?
Breaking Bad, the final episode, airs on Sunday night. And the series exploded onto the scene in 2008, skyrocketed in popularity the past 5 years, which is basically the opposite of President Obama. What? Michael J. Fox has got a new sitcom, and it premiered last night. I hate to say it, but I think it's off to a bit of a shaky start.
Oh, bro. You know, that's okay. You can make that joke because the show is making jokes about his Parkinson's disease. That's part of one of the running gags in the show.
Meatloaf turned 66 years old today, but enough about what they serve at Applebee's.
Oh!
Hey! Thank you. I'll be here all week. Rihanna says that she is done partying, and Lindsay Lohan is done drinking, Demi Lovato is done cutting, Miley Cyrus is done sticking her tongue out and twerking. This is ridiculous. I mean, who's my kid going to be left to look up to, huh? prison guards busted O.J. Simpson for stealing cookies from the cafeteria. Too bad he's not good at hiding things like Thin Mints as he is about hiding knives. He says he's going to beat the rap during his trial by pretending his hand doesn't fit in the cookie jar. Yes, and how they know that it was O.J. that did it?
Hmm.
There were a couple of gingerbread man cookies with their heads missing. Over 200,000 have applied for a one-way trip to Mars. Think about that for a second. How bad does your home life have to be? Mm-hmm. How do you explain this to your loved ones? Nothing against you, honey. I'd just rather die on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
A Mississippi man pursuing Google Earth noticed that his stolen SUV was hidden in some shrubs near his house. Unfortunately, he used Apple Maps to navigate to the location, so he's currently floating somewhere off the coast of Puerto Rico. Now, this is really interesting. McDonald's is now testing fried chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. When reached for comment, McDonald's said they were excited about the new menu option and then politely told Michelle Obama to suck it. Last but not least, New Jersey Senate candidate Cory Booker has admitted to sending messages on Twitter to a stripper in Oregon.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
He's the mayor of Newark. He's a character.
Yes.
He's single.
And as a result, his opponent is criticizing him for ignoring all the thousands and thousands of strippers in New Jersey.
A lot of more strippers in New Jersey.
Anthony Weiner said, I could move to New Jersey and primary this guy. Wow.
That's a quick look at the news. We'll be right back.
I don't have a house. I live in a yellow minivan. It has lights in the ceiling. Where the same song plays over and over and over again. Bow. Bloop. I'm going to drive that thing right into the river one day. Wait till I have some good contestants. Why are we going so fast, Ben? It's a new part of the show. It's called the Hudson River Challenge. All right, here's how the Hudson River Challenge works. I'm going to drive the cab as fast as I can to the end of Houston Street and smash through the barricade, driving us both into the river. You'll have approximately 12 seconds to escape. Or you will die. And your shout-outs are both gone. That would make the newspapers. Crash cab. How do they come up with those brilliant bylines?
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.